AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence says he would give due consideration to an invitation to appear before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Then President Donald Trump was not happy with Pence for not stopping the counting of electoral votes on January 6th of last year. A fake gallows was constructed that day on the National Mall, and people chanted, "Hang Mike Pence."
I must tell you that the American people have a right to know what happened that day.
In New Hampshire, Pence says if there was an invitation to appear before the House committee investigating the riot, he would consider it.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president. It'd be unprecedented in history for a vice president to be summoned.
Committee members so far have not decided to seek Pence's testimony, saying others connected to him have provided investigators with plenty of evidence. I'm Ed Donahue.
Committee co-chair Liz Cheney lost a Republican Party primary for Congress in Wyoming to a candidate backed by the former president. The AP's Will Weiser reports that Trump and his backers have a strong grip on the GOP.
He's not batting 1,000, but he's pretty close if he's 8 out of 10. And it really shows that if you're a modern Republican and you defy Trump, there are often consequences.
A Virginia man facing trial on charges he drove a Humvee packed with guns to Philadelphia to interfere with the 2020 presidential election has been arrested in a separate case that alleges his involvement in the January 6th attack. A federal judge in Cleveland awards $650 million in damages to two Ohio counties that won a landmark opioid lawsuit against CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. This is AP News. NASA's massive new moon rocket is on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral, Florida, less than 2 weeks ahead of its debut flight. Julie Walker has this.
The 322-foot Artemis rocket is now on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, getting ready for an August 29th liftoff. Astronauts won't be inside. Instead, test dummies will, but Thomas Berger with German Aerospace Center says these are human-like anthropomorphic phantoms.
Human bones, human lung tissue, human brain tissue. So in principle, the phantoms are tissue equivalent in this sense. So that means if you have radiation passing through the phantoms, the interaction of these radiations are similar to the interaction of radiation passing through a human body.
Losses on Wall Street. The S&P dropping 31, 0.7%. The Dow slipped 171, while the Nasdaq gave back 1.3%, a 164-point loss. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.